This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar, Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82-kilometer Delhi-Meerut-Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat regional rapid transit system. With a design speed of 180 km per hour, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centers such as Sahibabad, Ghaziabad, Modinagar and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. PM also flagged off Meerut Metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram, operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country. Later, PM Modi also inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,932 crore rupees in Meerut. Addressing the gathering, PM Modi said the projects launched will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. PM Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the PM highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. The PM stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. PM Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In a reply to social media post by Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi yesterday added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai Toh Yahan Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub. Addressing the launch event yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary said that India's digital strength has been globally recognized through transformative initiatives such as India Stack and now the Skill India Digital Hub. He said that these platforms have expanded access to public services and skill development at an unprecedented scale. The minister also urged citizens to connect with this campaign and take the next step in their growth journey. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. In women's cricket, India A women clinched the title at the Women's Asia Cup Rising Stars 2026, defeating Bangladesh A by 46 runs in Bangkok, Thailand. Opting to bat, India A posted 135 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Tejal Hasabnis played an unbeaten knock of 51 runs, while skipper Radha Yadav contributed 36 runs. Chasing a target of 136, Bangladesh A were bowled out for 88 in 19.1 overs. India's bowlers delivered a disciplined performance, led by Prema Rawat, who claimed 3 wickets, while Sonia Mendhia and Tanuja Kanwar picked up 2 wickets each. Tejal Hasabnis was named player of the match for her match-winning half-century. And that is the end of this news bulletin.